A while back, and to be perfectly honest, this was a little more than 3 years ago, we received the following story pitch from a listener.
Hi, Only a Game. My name is Candace Miller. I am a listener from Los Angeles, California. I love your show.
Candace Miller publishes romance novels, and as Candace explained in her voice memo, the romance novel genre is a huge segment of the publishing industry.
It's largely credited with helping the publishing industry survive. It's so popular. At a conference I was at just a week or two ago, Nielsen said that more than 286 million units of romance novels were sold in 2015.
And that brings us to her pitch.
Sports is a huge, huge, huge subgenre within the realm of romance novels. If you think romance novels, you think Fabio or the woman in the Edwardian costume or what have you. Sports is really big.
Candace and I stayed in touch, and in November of 2016, she sent me an email to let me know that her publishing company's latest sports-based romance novel, Luchador, had been named one of Publishers Weekly's best books of 2016. Luchador is a gay romance set in Mexico's pro wrestling league, Lucha Libre. But it wasn't until a couple of weeks ago that Candace and I actually got a chance to sit down and talk about it. I do realize that it has been 3 years since you emailed your story idea to us, so you might not remember, but what inspired you to contact Only a Game about this phenomenon?
I was watching Bull Durham one night, as one is prone to do every time you see it pop up on television. It's just one of those, if I see it, I stay, I watch.
I believe in the Church of Baseball. I've tried all the major religions and most of the minor ones.
I got thinking about how sports movies and romance novels are so much alike. And in fact, a lot of films that people perceive as being sports films are actually romance.
Well, so let's talk about Bull Durham, because we have to.
My favorite movie, which I just rewatched.
It's so good. So what is it about this movie that makes it appeal to people who like sports and people who like romance?
Well, first of all, it may be the best baseball movie ever. I realize that's arguable. Yeah. There are some good ones out there. The Natural, love that. Field of Dreams, love that. But I would argue Bull Durham is just this great, great, it's not only a baseball film, but at the heart of that film, it's a romantic comedy. It's a romance. It's about Crash Davis and Annie Savoy, who are two incredibly well-written characters.
And of course, it has one of the best speeches ever by Crash Davis.
Ever. Ever.
I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter. I believe in the sweet spot, softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve, and I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days.
Oh, my.
And Annie Savoy, I would argue, is the heart and soul of that movie. She's an intelligent woman. She's a quirky woman. She knows baseball inside and out. There is a sense of empowerment in Annie Savoy. There's also fragility. She is very representative of modern romance novels.
Who dresses you?
What?
Who dresses you? I mean, do you think this is a little excessive for the Carolina League?
The road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom, William Blake.
What, William Blake?
William Blake.
What, William Blake?
William Blake!
What do you mean, William Blake?
I mean, William Blake!
It follows the tropes and storylines and beats of a classic romance novel.
And tropes isn't a bad word in romance fiction?
Oh, no. Tropes are wonderful in romance. They are deeply embraced. And very often, if you're on Twitter, you'll see someone cast a little net out saying, what's your favorite trope? And everyone will respond, I love there was only one bed. You know, these are all tropes that people play with.
So in sports, a trope would be the underdog wins.
Right. Good example.
And people love that.
Yes, in sports and in romance. I say they follow the same beats. I want the Dodgers in the World Series against the Yankees in 7, and I want the Dodgers to win. That's my happily ever after right there.
And you don't want it to come too easy, right? You don't want them to win all season long and sweep the series. I mean, that's...
Well, I do want them to win all season long. But I want them to earn it. And you have to earn it in a romance novel, too.
We're going to get a little bit meta here with a book that's not even out yet, but I think it's an example that tells us something about why sports romance novels are popular. Tell me about the Bromance Book Club.
I absolutely adored the Bromance Book Club. It's the story of a professional baseball player who suddenly finds that his marriage is not working out and his wife wants to leave him. His buddies with the team pull him aside and say, you know, come with us. And they introduce him to their book club. Their book club has sort of the Fight Club mentality in that the first rule of book club is you don't talk about book club. Because they read romance novels and they have all fixed their marriages by reading and learning from romance novels.
So I asked a couple of my colleagues to perform a short excerpt.
Romance novels are primarily written by women for women, and they're entirely about how they want to be treated and what they want out of life and in a relationship. We read them to be more comfortable expressing ourselves and to look at things from their perspective.
You guys are serious.
Dead serious.
Is that how you would define a romance novel?
Yes. It's not every romance novel, but certainly that is an overarching theme. Modern romance very often is about female empowerment, about standing up for what you want and going out and getting it without apology, and that includes in your romantic life. You know, right now what's hot in romance novels are hockey novels.
Really?
Yes. Check Please started out as a web-based comic. It's about a college hockey team and focuses on one character in particular who had started out as a figure skater but wanted to go to a particular college. So he tried out for the hockey team, closeted gay kid. Ultimately, as the story builds, and it's been around for a few years now, it's coming to a conclusion soon, it ends up that the story is not only a story of sort of the bromance of this hockey team, but a romance between a star hockey player and this kid.
Your mom just texted me asking what food I like for the holidays?
Oh my God, my boyfriend is meeting my parents.
And that sort of brings us to an interesting facet of this, is that homosexuality is still not accepted widely in men's sports, but that doesn't seem to be true of romance novels.
Not in the slightest. Queer romance novels and sports novels, there's a strong intersection there. Let's face it, the large majority of readers of romance are women, but not exclusively. But yes, women read gay romances. It's extremely popular, and also lesbian fiction with sports. I tell you, the upcoming trend in romance novels, the inspiration is going to be the women's U.S. soccer team. In about a year, you're going to see a bunch of soccer romances.
With heroines with pink hair, maybe?
Yes, more than likely.
We haven't really talked about Luchador, so tell me about it.
Well, Luchador, and for all transparency, that's me under a pen name. But Luchador is, that was an interesting book to write because I've always been a little bit of a fan of Lucha Libre, but I always kind of viewed it as this kitschy, fun, goofy thing because growing up here in the Los Angeles area, there's a thing called Lucha Vavoom, and you go to that, and it's like lucha mixed with burlesque, mixed with a whole lot of booze. And it's a great time. It's a great time, and that's always how I viewed Lucha Libre. And then I was listening to Weekend Edition on NPR, and they did a story about exoticos. And exoticos are essentially, they're by and large, but not always, gay men wrestling in drag. And you think about that and the sort of innate narrative conflict in that, that here's this very macho environment of Lucha Libre and wrestling, and openly embracing gay competitors, but to compete openly like that, they also have to be essentially in drag. And I thought that was fascinating. And I dove deep into it. I went down to Mexico City and I got to know some of the wrestlers and I went to a whole lot of lucha and just I just fell in love with it and ultimately wrote a coming of age slash romance set in the world of Lucha Libre. And that's Luchador.
Jason reached for Gabriel's hand. Gabriel turned and shot him a warning look.
It was one thing to be a comfortably out couple in the Arts District. It was another at an Extrema match in Pico Rivera.
So are the women who read sports romance novels typically sports fans?
Not always. I mean, yes, some of us are diehard sports fans. I'm a hockey fan, and I see this particularly in book Twitter all the time. People have been drawn to the game and becoming hockey fans by reading romances. People who are now avidly following not only the NHL, but the AHL and college hockey because they've read these books. It's great.
I love it. So I suspect that there are probably one or two or, you know, half a million Only a Game listeners at home who are still shaking their heads and wondering if a romance novel set in sports can really be satisfying. Would you like to take one more crack at convincing them?
Yeah, why not? I would advise someone, find a book that's a sport that maybe you don't follow. Read that and see if it doesn't draw you in and make you more interested in that sport. I know, knowing so many of these authors, when they get it right, they really get it right. Some of them write like great sports writers. They just happen to have a little love in there, too.
That's Candace Miller. She's the co-owner of Interlude Press, and her novel, written under the pen name Aaron Finnegan, is called Luchador. Many thanks to my colleagues Marquise Neal, Kyrie Thompson, Josh Swartz, Paul Kahlo, and Taylor Pendleton Harris for lending their voices to our romance novel excerpts. And if you have a story idea for us, email it to oag@wbur.org.